And Minister of State Anne Rabbitt has had to mediate between the Law Society and the Decision Support Service over the structures around enduring powers of attorney under the new Assisted Decision-Making Capacity Act. The Decision Support Service went live online over a year ago. However, the Law Society says it's a cumbersome digital process which doesn't allow solicitors who have to sign the legal practitioner's statement as part of the process, doesn't allow them enough insight. Our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally, reports.
Upload document. Now, I know how to upload a document. Many people of my age know how to upload a document. Where do you find out how to upload a document? Go on to their helpline, wait a half an hour.
At 79 years of age, Tom Maloney is technologically savvy.
When I retired, I worked with our professional organisation and I produced a quarterly magazine for them, which is largely produced online. So I would be quite adept.
Following a decision to update himself and his wife's will, Tom was directed to the Decision Support Service website, which had been up and running for almost a year at that stage. So he began the online application for enduring power of attorney, which gives people authority to act on behalf of others. Tom would give his wife Claire authority to act on his behalf should he lose capacity to make certain decisions in the future, and Claire would do the same for Tom.
I looked at it and I realised that I'd spelt one of the girls, my daughters are also attorneys in this, that I'd spelt one of the names slightly incorrect. And it's a legal document, so I said, I better have this exactly. How do I edit it? Couldn't find out. Ring their helpline. A half an hour later, I'm talking to one of their staff. Very nice guy, but he didn't know anything about the computer system. He said, oh no, there's a button at the top right-hand corner. Edit. Not on the screen I'm looking at. What screen are you looking at? I said, what screen are you looking at? Oh, I put you on to somebody else. Put me on to somebody else who couldn't solve it and said, the best thing to do is delete the whole thing and start all over again. So I did it for myself and my wife. And then I realised that for a minor edit, so I had to delete the two documents a second time, fill them in a third time. And at that stage, I gave up in despair.
Tom isn't the only person finding the new system difficult to navigate, according to the Law Society of Ireland, which represents, educates and regulates solicitors. It has raised a number of concerns, including that the process doesn't allow solicitors sufficient insight to sign the legal practitioner's statement at the end of the digital process. The Director General, Mark Garrett, says people are having problems navigating the online system.
This is absolutely the number one thing on the list that is driving members of the public to complain to solicitors that it is simply not working for them. But also, you shouldn't need a solicitor. This should be simple enough. It should be straightforward enough. It should be uncomplicated to be able to do this, do it online, do it through a paper-based system, whichever is your choice. And in that circumstances, you don't need a solicitor in all those cases. And in the complicated, perhaps, or maybe because you feel you want to use a professional service, you can then come to a solicitor. But this should be available to as wide an audience as possible, to every member of the public. And simply, that is not the system that has been put in place.
The Law Society has aired its concerns publicly, which hasn't been viewed lightly by the Decision Support Service. Here's its CEO, Áine Flynn.
The Law Society has a mandate to represent the interests of their members who are solicitors as it sees fit. I think that this provides an important opportunity, and I welcome it, to correct the narrative and to provide reassurance. And if people are choosing to instruct as solicitors, that is not an obstacle in any way for the DSS, and we're more than happy to engage with legal practitioners. We are doing so on an individual basis, and we have had extensive proactive engagement with the Law Society also.
The Decision Support Service has sought to counter Tom's experience with testimonials showing that other older people are satisfied with the Digital First service, but it has acknowledged there are teething issues.
I think there is a bedding in period and a period of everybody getting used to it. And I think there are improvements that would have to be acknowledged that we can make to the existing system. And that's where I would like to focus resources and energies in improving that experience for the ordinary person.
Tensions between the Law Society and the Decision Support Service resulted in the Minister of State with responsibility for disabilities, Anne Rabbitt, being drafted in to work with both sides.
I see where both sides are coming from. I'm just looking for actually that cooperation from both to try their best to make it work.
The Minister initially met with members of the Law Society who expressed concern that their members couldn't make representations or progress applications because everything was digitised. From there, she went to the Decision Support Service, or the DSS.
The suggestion was an expanded help desk to support with various queries. To me, that was an intermediary mediation ground that I thought I had reached common ground on that. But I still understand that that hasn't gone far enough for the Law Society. It's unfortunate, really, and I think it's important for me to say it's unfortunate, because that expanded help desk has to be tried and tested and needs to be stood up to its full capacity before we would have an outcome out of that.
Time will tell if an expanded help desk at the Decision Support Service will resolve all this, but perhaps Tom could be enticed to re-engage.
It's on hold. I keep putting it off. I'm determined maybe after this today I'll sit down and actually go through it for the two of us and do the documentation. And they have given me the phone number of a colleague in the agency. So, you know, they're trying to respond to the issue. But I don't think it's fit for purpose.
And that was Tom Maloney ending that report from our social affairs correspondent, Ava Keneally.